Aloha, this is Lois Whitney with the County of Maui Wildfire Disaster Update for Saturday, August 26th. This will be our final pre-recorded radio broadcast due to the full restoration of cell coverage and power restored to 99% of residential customers outside the impact zone of Lahaina Town. We encourage you to visit the Maui County website for updates at mauicounty.gov. The county has also set up information boards at 6 locations around Maui to provide residents with disaster recovery updates. In Kula at the Kula Lodge, in West Maui at Napili Market, Times Supermarket Honokawai, and the Hyatt Regency Maui. In South Maui at Kihei Safeway and Maui Ocean Center in Ma'alaya. We would like to extend our heartfelt mahalo to the island's radio stations and all the radio DJs who have taken us through these past 2 weeks, helping to get information to the public until other communication means could be restored. They will continue to help share news and information on the regular broadcasts. Maui County needs your help identifying 388 individuals reported to be unaccounted for following the Lahaina wildfire disaster. The validated list of names is available at mauinuistrong.info/unaccountedfor. If you recognize a name on the list or know the person to be safe or have additional information about the person that may help locate them, please immediately call the FBI at 808-566-4300. That's 808-566-4300. As of yesterday, approximately 1,200 individuals have visited the Family Assistance Center to seek information on loved ones or those who are unaccounted for. The Family Assistance Center is located at the Hyatt Regency's Monarchy Ballroom, open daily from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Numerous agencies and organizations are also available at the Family Assistance Center to provide disaster assistance, emergency financial help, legal information, spiritual care, and other important services. With 95% of the Lahaina disaster area searched, there are 115 confirmed fatalities, with 38 individuals identified and their families notified. 7 other individuals have been identified, but their families have not been located or identified yet. The current information on fatalities and identification are included in the Maui Police Department's daily press release, issued by 6 p.m. each day. Visit mauicounty.gov/police, then click on MPD Press Releases. The use of heavy machines is necessary to move debris, including vehicles and building materials, so that first responders can safely examine properties as part of the search. No debris removal operations are underway in Lahaina at this time. Underwater search efforts for human remains, which began August 19th, continued yesterday in waters off Lahaina. Crews from the U.S. Navy and State Department of Land and Natural Resources are coordinating this search effort with Maui Fire Department, with drones being used to assist. The Lahaina fire remains 90% contained, the Olinda fire remains 85% contained, and the Kula fire has increased to 90% containment. A small brush fire ignited near Maha'olu Street in Kahului on Thursday night. The fire was small and was quickly extinguished by the Maui Fire Department. Vacant P.O. boxes at post offices across Maui will be made available through February 2024 at no charge to Lahaina residents who lost their homes or who lost their Lahaina downtown post office P.O. boxes. Qualifying residents may request one free P.O. box per household at any Maui post office. The post offices with the largest available inventories of P.O. boxes are the Lahaina Main Post Office and the Kahului Post Office. A photo ID and proof of Lahaina residency will be required. Lahaina postal customers can call the USPS Maui Wildfire Impact Information Line at 808-423-6000. That's 808-423-6000 to hear a recording with the latest service updates. Families who currently have a federal Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher with the County of Maui and who have been displaced by the Lahaina and Kula fires will not lose their housing assistance. For these families, the initial term of their Section 8 voucher will be 120 days instead of the usual 60 days due to the decreased housing inventory and increased number of families looking for housing. Requests for a voucher extension must be made prior to the expiration date of the voucher and must be made in writing. A federal resource fair is being held today from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lahaina Civic Center Gymnasium. Organized by the offices of U.S. Representative Jill Tokuda and U.S. Senator Mazie Hirono, services offered include passport, social security card, birth certificate and marriage license replacement, FEMA and Red Cross disaster aid, housing assistance, USPS mail service, veterans health care, adult mental health, Medicaid, SNAP benefits, small business loans, and legal services. For more information, call 808-746-6220. That's 808-746-6220. There are currently 3,444 individuals sheltered at 12 hotel locations around Maui, in coordination with the American Red Cross. Some 176,262 meals have been served to date by the Salvation Army and the Red Cross at shelters throughout the disaster response. FEMA disaster recovery centers are available daily from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the University of Hawaii Maui College in Kahului in the Pilina Building and at the Mayor Hannibal Tavares Community Center in Pukalani. Those who applied for FEMA assistance will be contacted by the American Red Cross with information on financial assistance. They are requested to respond to email, text, or phone contact attempts by the American Red Cross. No personal information will be requested. To reach the American Red Cross, call 1-800-733-2767. That's 1-800-733-2767. Hawaiian Electric crews are progressing with restoration efforts on Maui, bringing power back to customers in the Launiopoku area while continuing to restore those in the Olawalu area. Aerial transmission line inspections continue in West Maui, South Maui, and upcountry, weather permitting. An online centralized hub to respond to the impact of the Maui wildfire disaster is available at mauinuistrong.info. The County of Maui's Maui Nui Strong site offers information on how to donate, volunteer, offer services, and locate support. Please stay tuned for more updates. You can also visit the county website for more information, including important links and a daily situation update on the homepage at mauicounty.gov. That's mauicounty.gov. Mahalo.